T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Bradenton, Craig Riley, Pirates pre- and post-game host on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan, the official flagship for your Bucks. Craig, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Not as good as you, apparently. I saw your post from the beach this weekend. I'm sure that was nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You go over and cover the Pirates, and you walk away with people over there telling you which beaches to check out in Sarasota and Bradenton. So living a charmed life right now.
Yeah, I believe I saw, Lido Beach down there in Sarasota?
Yep, I was there. Siesta Key, that's a couple of the recommended beaches down here.
Well, it is game time in terms of all the players and managers get together this week. So it gets as real as it gets in spring training. It starts today, right?
Yeah, last week was just the pitchers and catchers. All the position players had to be here yesterday. They took their physicals, and today is when things really start to ramp up. The more sort of routine drills, all that sort of stuff you expect to see, it's more regimented, more structured, and guys are going to get out there and really start working today.
So what's the takeaway? Because so many people back here are unsure of what to expect at all with this new team, with all the managerial changes and a lot of player changes as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around here. I mean, that's probably something everybody who talks about a baseball team in spring tends to say. But it's unique with the Pirates because you keep hearing guys say the same things. And it's not like they've been coached to say, we're going to have fun, or they're treating us more as individuals. Guys are really buying in to what Derek Shelton is selling. And he even mentioned that himself yesterday. He was asked what it means to hear your guys keep saying the same things about how much they're enjoying him. And he said that that's something that he and Ben Cherington set out as one of the first things to do when they took over here, was get guys to buy in. And so far, so good for them on that front.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the atmosphere will change, because when we get down there in mid-March, you know, they'll be kind of in a groove by then and be able to compare it to what we've seen in the past in terms of the atmosphere in the clubhouse.
Yeah, guys have mentioned that as well, that so far it's just been a week with the pitchers together, the position players. A bunch of them have already been here. But the guys even go back and talk about their time at Pirate Fest with Derek Shelton and the way they've interacted with him. And I think when you guys get down here, that I would expect to see a lot more smiles than maybe you saw in the past from a lot of these guys, because they're enjoying themselves.
All right, let's talk about who Pirates fans might see when they open the season at the end of March officially. What's the lineup look like so far?
So Derek Shelton talked about that a little bit yesterday, because Jerrod Dyson being the new acquisition, what they want to do with him. Obviously, Dyson's sort of a light-hitting guy, hit 230 last year, but he steals 30 bases. So that could be one of those situations where if they want to get creative, maybe you hit him ninth and move the pitcher eighth to get his speed on the bases. But at the top of the lineup, I would expect to see what you saw last year. Newman and Reynolds, you're 1 and 2. After that, I would guess Polanco, Bell, Moran. And then with the catching situation, that still sort of has to be hashed out. You'll see probably Stallings the starter, Luke Maley the new guy, I'm guessing would be the backup. The two of them will probably split a decent amount of time. And then Adam Frazier maybe hitting somewhere like seventh if they don't want to bump him up towards the top, because they tried that at the beginning of last year, but he found more success towards the bottom later.
And Gregory Polanco apparently is 100% healthy now.
That's what he said, and sort of kept repeating it when we met with him when he showed up, that a whole off season of rehab and putting that behind him and just working on his shoulder. He said the goal is to play 140, 150 games a full season in his eyes. So it'll be interesting to see if he can, because 2018 was sort of his breakout year. 2019 totally derailed by the injuries. He said to us the other day, he was just never right in 2019. So that's a big swing factor for them, that if they can get 2018 Gregory Polanco, it's going to make a big difference.
And you'll be working with former general manager in the Bigs, Jack Cirencik, does a great job. And when will we hear our first spring training game?
I believe the first spring training game is with you guys, is it not, this year on KDK AM?
Yeah, we're the station that started it all. We're going to be airing some of the Pirates' spring training broadcasts and excited about that.
Yeah, first game is Saturday, so excited to hear it.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it. You'll be there and then coming back, and then you're like ships passing in the night. We're sending Jim Colony to replace you.
Yeah, that's right. I got to pick him up at the airport. He's already let me know what time his flight landed, so I can't screw that up.
Well, enjoy the rest of the week, and a little presidential history for you. The first president to throw at a first pitch was Howard Taft, and presidents throughout the opening day became a tradition from the stands until the late 1980s when Ronald Reagan went out on the mound and did it.
I might quiz some of the Pirates today to see if they can come up with Howard Taft.
That's a good one, and currently Donald Trump has not thrown a ceremonial first pitch in his first 4 years. Of course, this will be the fourth opportunity coming up, so he's done it in the minor leagues when he wasn't the president, and George W. Bush has thrown out more first pitches than any other president, so a little presidential baseball trivia for you there, Craigers.
I appreciate that.
All right, partner, enjoy the time and safe travels.
Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.